The promise of the gig economy is simple. Download an app, tap away, make your own hours, be your own boss. But our next guest has some thoughts. William Lloyd is an artist who makes blades and jewelry that he sells at Renaissance fairs. You know, lots of mead and costumes and craftspeople like William Lloyd. William, how did this start for you?
One day after I'm freshly divorced and rapidly self-destructing, I get drugged to a mountain man rendezvous, and I saw a guy there with an eagle-handled knife carved an antler. And I went home that night and was packing the things in my shop. And as I got to my bench there, on my bench was an old knife, and over my bench was a deer antler from a deer I'd shot. And I rebuilt that knife into an antler-handled knife and spent a week and a half carving a bear head coming out of the end of it with its mouth open, every tooth showing. And I took it to the rendezvous, and I was showing it off, and halfway through the day, somebody offered me more money than I owed in back rent. And I sold that knife. I took orders for three more. I bought a teepee and a bronco, and me and my buddy Ishi took off on the road, going from rendezvous to powwow and selling our artwork there.
And William, we're thinking you must get a chuckle when you hear about this new idea of a new gig economy, because people like you, craftspeople in particular, have been doing this for years.
Yes, ma'am. We've been on the circuit doing art shows and doing all kinds of things and being our own boss for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean, on the circuit? Is there, do you plan out where the fairs are? What does that mean?
You know, as an artist, I choose to do Renaissance fairs, but I've also done art shows and many other things. And since there isn't truly a circuit that everybody follows, what happens is that you have to plan out your year, look at what shows are where, apply to those shows, get juried in. Mm-hmm. And then you travel across the country and you do those shows. I used to do that full time and live in an RV.
So, wow. Yeah. Well, you and thousands of others. I mean, when you say mm-hmm. get juried in, you can't just show up and unpack your wares. You get allowed into these shows.
Yeah, there are shows that you can just show up at, but usually those aren't worth going to. Mm-hmm. The ones that you want to go to as a high-end artist, you don't want everybody around you selling ceramic cows. You want it to all be, you know, excellent quality things that attract the same type of people.
Well, and we'll have pictures of your beautiful work at our website, herenow.org. But for those who can't see it right now, describe it.
Well, I am an artist that specializes in the creation of jewelry quality or treasure quality, knives, swords, and daggers. I specialize in the carving of skeletal material, mostly bone and antler. I use some fossil ivories out of the tundra, some mammoth, and some fossil walrus that's thousands of years old. Mm. And I take those things and I create treasure.
And by the way, we have a colleague, Jack Lepiars, who goes by Jack Le Whipper, because he wields a whip. It's a highly skilled thing that he does at Renaissance fairs. So we know a little bit about this life. It can be itinerant. You're not an employee. You don't get benefits. You don't get insurance. Do you worry about that?
I did, but if you're going to do the Renaissance Fair as your own boss, then you should do it right. And like my wife is the CEO of our small corporation. We have insurance that we buy. Mm-hmm. So you have to plan it out, and you're working for the company that you own.
Right. Talk about the community that you're a part of. I mean, you see each other.
Yeah, the community that I'm a part of is really special because it's varied. There's lots of different types of artists. There's lots of actors. And then there's lots of traveling people who just travel to work for those artists and actors and for the fair itself. And it's like living in a small town that is everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. You know, some people you won't see in your small town you live in for 2 or 3 months, but then you see them every day for a month. You might not be at the same show with everyone, but some of the people from the show you're at were there, and then there'll be some more of them at the next one. And then every year that you're back in that same place with all those people, mm-hmm. it's a whole different way of life.
Do you mind my asking around what you can make every year when you take out your expenses for the travel?
We sell enough artwork that it pays my wife and I our salaries, as well as the salaries of two apprentices for more than half of the year apiece. Mm. My wife and I think that we are paying ourselves about $36,000 apiece a year.
Huh.
So it's not a huge amount, but, you know, then there's other things on top of that. So,
well, you get to see the country. You stay above your stall. You don't have a lot of travel expenses. You know, not a huge income, but comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable, but it's also scary, you know, because this isn't anybody paying you. You know, the only way you get paid is if people like the things you're making and pay you. If you're an actor, it's because they like what you're doing and tip you, right? So the life that we have chosen is not a stable life, right? Mm. But it is a good one.
I was going to say, what advice would you give younger people coming up, and actually younger and older, in this new gig economy?
Okay. I have a really good piece of advice for that.
Good.
no matter what you love to do, whatever it is, the trick is that you need to realize that you are a business, spend the same amount of time that you would at working for a boss, and also realize that the only reason that a boss can afford to pay you, so say you're getting $15 an hour from your boss, well, that's because you're worth $30 an hour. Yeah. Well, if you're working for yourself, you get the whole 30,
right,
if you perform.
Just because no one's telling you to do it, it has to be you telling you to do it. And
correct,
as you said, important, make sure you provide yourself the benefits.
Correct.
William Lloyd, an artist who works on blades and jewelry and attends Renaissance and other fairs, his work again at hereandnow.org. Wise tips from the first gig economy to the new one. William, thank you.
Mm-hmm.